నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయ్యాముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంతో 10th చాప్టర్ 24 టైటిల్ ద డెలివరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ శిశుపాల్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 37 బ్రహ్మర్షి సేవితాన్ దేశాన్ హిత్వా ఏతే అబ్రహ్మ వర్చసం సముద్రం దుర్గం ఆశ్రిత్య బాధంతే దాస్యవా ప్రజా. బ్రహ్మర్షి సేవితాన్ దేశాన్ హిత్వైతే బ్రహ్మ వర్చసం సముద్రం దుర్గమాశ్రిత్య బాధంతే దస్యవా ప్రజా. బ్రహ్మర్షి సేవితాన్ దేశాన్ హిత్వైతే బ్రహ్మ వర్చసం సముద్రం దుర్గమాశ్రిత్య బాధంతే దస్యవా ప్రజా. బ్రహ్మర్షి సేవితాన్ దేశాన్ హిత్వైతే బ్రహ్మ వర్చసం సముద్రం దుర్గమాశ్రిత్య బాధంతే దస్యవా ప్రజా. బ్రహ్మర్షి సేవితాన్ దేశాన్ బ్రహ్మర్షి సేవితాన్ దేశాన్ హిత్వైతే బ్రహ్మ వర్చసం సముద్రం దుర్గమాశ్రిత్య పాదంతి దస్యవ ప్రజా. బ్రహ్మ ఋషి బై గ్రేట్ బ్రాహ్మణ సేజెస్ సేవితాన్ గ్రేస్డ్ దేశాన్ ల్యాండ్స్ లైక్ మథురా, హిత్వా అబాండనింగ్ ఏతే దీస్ యాదవాస్ అబ్రహ్మ వర్చసం, వేర్ బ్రాహ్మినికల్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ అబ్సర్వ్డ్. సముద్రం ద ఓషన్, దుర్గం అ ఫోర్ట్రెస్ ఆశ్రిత్య టేకింగ్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్, బాధంతే ది కాజ్ ట్రబుల్. దస్యవ థీవ్స్ ప్రజా టు దర్ సబ్జెక్ట్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్డ్ బై డిసైపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. These Yadavas have abandoned the holy lands inhabited by saintly sages and have instead taken shelter of a fortress in the sea, a place where no Brahminical principles are observed. There, just like thieves, they harass their subjects. Purport. The words Bhammarshi Sevitan Desan, that is, holy lands inhabited by saintly sages, allude to the district of Mathura. Srila Prabhupada writes, Sishupala went crazy because of Krishna's being elected the supreme first worship person in that meeting, and he spoke so irresponsibly that it appeared that he had lost all his good fortune. There are several other verses we have to cover today, so I will just recite the verses and the translation. ఏమాధీన్య భద్రాని బబాసే నష్టమంగళా నోవాచ కించిత్ భగవాన్ యతా సింహా శివరుతం. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి కంటిన్యూడ్, బెరెఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ శిశుపాల స్పోక్ దీస్ అండ్ అదర్ ఇన్సల్ట్స్, బట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ సెడ్ నథింగ్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ అ లయన్ ఇగ్నోర్స్ ద జాకల్స్ క్రై. భగవాన్ నిందనాం శ్రుత్వా దుస్సహం తత్ సభాసదా కర్ణోపిధాయ నిర్జగ్మో శపంతశ్చేదీపామృషా. అపాన్ హియరింగ్ సచ్ ఇంటాలరబుల్ బ్లాస్ఫేమీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, సెవరల్ మెంబర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద అసెంబ్లీ కవర్డ్ దర్ ఇయర్స్ అండ్ వాక్డ్ అవుట్ యాంగ్రీలీ కర్సింగ్ ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ చేడి. నిందం భాగవతా శృణ్వంస్ తత్పరస్య జనస్య వా తతో నాపేతి యాసోపి యాత్యధా సుకృతచ్యుత. ఎనీవన్ హూ ఫెయిల్స్ టు ఇమీడియట్లీ లీవ్ ద ప్లేస్ వేర్ హియర్స్ క్రిటిసిజం ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఆర్ హిస్ ఫేత్ఫుల్ డివోటీ విల్ సడన్లీ ఫాల్ డౌన్ బెరెఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పాయస్ క్రెడిట్. తథా పాండూ సుథా క్రోధ మత్స్య కైకయా సృజయా ఉదయోద్ధా సముతస్టు శిశుపాల జిఘంసవ. దెన్ ద సన్స్ ఆఫ్ పాండు బికేమ్ ఫ్యూరియస్ అండ్ టుగెదర్ విత్ ద వారియర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మత్స్య కైకయ అండ్ శృంజయ క్లాన్స్ ది రోజ్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సీడ్స్ విత్ వెపన్స్ పాయిజ్డ్ రెడీ టు కిల్ శిశుపాల. తతశ్చైద్యస్తు అసంభ్రంతో జాగృహే ఖడ్గ చర్మని భాత్సయన్ కృష్ణ పక్షియాన్ రాగ్యా సదసి భారత. అండ్ డాంటెడ్ శిశుపాల్ దెన్ టుక్ అప్ హిస్ సోర్డ్ అండ్ షీల్డ్ ఇన్ ద మిడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్ల్ కింగ్స్ ఓ భారత అండ్ హర్ల్డ్ ఇన్సల్ట్స్ అట్ దోజ్ హూ సైడెడ్ విత్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. తావదుత్థాయ భగవాన్ స్వానివార్య స్వయం రుసా శిరాశురంత చక్రేణ జహారాపతతో రిపు. ఎట్ దట్ పాయింట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ స్టూడ్ అప్ అండ్ చెక్డ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్. హి దెన్ యాంగ్రీలీ సెంట్ ఫోర్త్ హిస్ రేజర్ షార్ప్ డిస్క్ అండ్ సెవర్డ్ ద హెడ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఎనిమీ యాజ్ హీ వాజ్ అటాకింగ్. పర్పట్ Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the Lord's action as follows. If Lord Krishna had done nothing, there probably would have been a savage fight on the sacrificial grounds, and thus the whole ceremony would have been drenched in blood, spoiling the sanctified atmosphere. Therefore, in order to protect Rajasya sacrifice of Krishna's beloved devotee Yudhishthira, the Lord immediately severed Shishupal's head with his razor-sharp disc in such a way that not a drop of blood fell within the sacrificial grounds. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantam Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we have reached the climax of this whole Leela. Today's the verse, because it is not mentioned here, but the verse is Krishna stood up and he finished. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam we are hearing. Very amazing, very exciting type of event taking place in Indraprastha. There is so much of exchange of love going on between devotees and Krishna. Some of them are very silent, some of them with tears, some of them very vocal, some with action. But it is just Krishna's kindness, it is just mercy. But same time, obviously, it is for us
to understand that how does it relate to our own life, especially when we are making an attempt to make progress in spiritual life. So, overall, the whole theme of this pastime of Krishna is nature of envy. Of course, we hear about this again and again, that how envy in the heart is something which cannot be dovetailed in devotional service. All other things which are connected to envy, whether it is lust or it is pride or it is anger or it is greed, they can be dovetailed in Lord's service, but not envy. But the root cause of all problem is envy. It began somewhere where, how did it start? We are all part and parcel. So it's very natural that serve the Lord. And in that service there is so much fulfillment, ecstasy, happiness. There is no need for any other place to look out for. That is a perfection. But when this thought arises that I need to be worshipped, or me, something disconnected from the Lord, all the problem arises. If this properly is understood, then there is no problem in this material world. This is a solution to all the problems which so-called material progress and people are trying to find a solution. It's like trying in the darkness for something, you know. Maybe this can help. This can solve the problem. But the root cause of problem is you have disconnected the Supreme Lord, to whom everything belongs. He's his property. But in that ignorance, forgetfulness, to think that it's mine and it's for my enjoyment, for my pleasure, I am the proprietor, I am the controller, I need to be worshipped, all the problems start, because everyone is thinking like that and the resources are less. So naturally there is a fight, there will be violence. So in that sense, when there is envy in the material world, there is an inclination for violence. So the Lord is so kind. He knows that in the material world people are inclined for violence because of this nature, which started from there. When there is so much burning lust, lust is not fulfilled, anger follows. And obviously when anger follows, memory is lost, intelligence is lost, what you speak, what you do, what action you do, it's always something sinful or violent. So violence is natural. That's why we see all the leelas. If you see Ramayana, you see Mahabharata, you see Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, battlefield, and all the avatars coming down again and again and again. Maybe Buddha. But Buddha is also, the origin is violence. Because there was violence, Brahmanas were unnecessarily killing animals in the name of religion. So Buddha had to come as normal. Otherwise, all from Matsya to Kurma to Varaha, to what to speak about Parshuram, or Lord Ramachandra, Krishna Balaram, then finally Kalki, all centered on pastimes are violence. So Lord is very kind in that sense, that because there is an inclination for violence, you like violence. So he comes and performs his pastimes. So hearing this pastime, you don't become violent. This is the difference. all the lust which is there within, it gets destroyed by hearing pastimes which is very violent, because it is done by Krishna. Because it is connected to Krishna, it has the potency to destroy the envy, lust, anger. So there is a saying that, this is in one of the class, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, that there may be people who would like to be very isolated and go to a cave and do tapasya. Very few people can do that. Do your meditation silently for purification. But the truth is, you can get more purified just by hearing these violent pastimes. Isn't it very easy, one sense? How many of us can do tapasya like that to purify? And there is one, not even a tapasya, just sit and hear. And just hearing from the right source, you get purified. See the difference. So anyway, this is why in the material existence we see people like, it is very natural. Even when we were, I remember myself when I was in school and all, my father would, we would also go for movies. So it will be so planned that the movie will be after, on Friday we will be going. So that means in advance. But as a child, the question will be, is there fighting in this movie? Because, you know, romance and, you know, maybe sacrifice and all, maybe theek hai, but fighting is there? Yes. Then, of course, those days the movies were not so violent, there was not so much. But as a child, your interest is fighting there? You know, fighting there means it's exciting. So this is the inclination. Even as a child, children like, fighting is always exciting. So, that's what is wanted. So you see, all over you see, everything is centered on violence. But the difference is, the violence enacted here, it just infatuates the passion within a person's heart. It just inflames his ego, you know, it just accentuates, it makes a person more and more passionate. That's what is happening, isn't it? The movies are based on violence, and in turn, all the happening, especially in the Western world, and even now we are in India, the children are why becoming violent, more violent. They see that in the movies. They see that, they read that in the novels. They see everything is centered on violence. So this becomes very natural to put into practice. The root cause is what is seen, what you are exposed to. But the difference is, if it is same type of actions, it is so detailed sometimes. You know, we wonder why it should be so detailed in Srimad Bhagavatam. We hear about rivers of blood flowing. We hear of chariots floating in that river of blood. Animals, their head cut off, arms cut off. So brutal, so ghastly. But it's there in Srimad Bhagavatam. But if it is heard, even if it is so ghastly, if it is heard, it is purifying. You destroy your lust. This is how the Lord is so kind, and so he is descending here and he is performing this pastime. Especially here in this pastime, see the nature of envy of Shishupal. It is not just, he is just envious. Of course he is envious of Krishna. So if you are envious of Krishna, he is envious of everyone. So he was envious of Yudhishthir Maharaj. So he wanted to spoil the Rajasya. So clever he was. Just see how you're not just envious, you're also very clever. How you can fulfill your purpose. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj decided Now, Yudhishthira Maharaj didn't speak. He said, we have to decide who is the person to be worshipable. Now, Shishupal had so much envy towards Krishna because Krishna had taken away Rukmini that he could never forget. That resentment, that revenge feeling within his heart. And plus he was anyway, as a cousin he was, from his heart, given a chance, he would just find faults about Krishna. And here he is so calculative, just watching, that at the time when there is a discussion about who should be, if he raises, there would have been some discussion and debate. And maybe, you know, Krishna will be told, no, then Krishna, you are not the person. And his whole purpose would have got spoiled. He wanted to spoil the Rajasya Yajna also. So he just waited. And Yudhishthira Maharaj kept silent, even though in his heart he knew that Krishna should be worshipped. But he didn't speak. And many other sages were there, they didn't speak, even though they knew Krishna. They were silent. But Sahadev spoke. And everyone agreed. And Shishupal is just waiting. He didn't say anything even that time. The Krishna was selected. And they performed, they washed his feet, the Brahmins were chanting the hymns. Everything got over. And now Shishupal was convinced and he wanted to say that how Krishna is not the right person. But now everything is over. So the Rajasya sacrifice is, now what can you do? You're spoiled. So that was his plan. So he got up when this was finished, washing the feet of Krishna, chanting the hymns, and everyone felt very nice, happy, and Shishupal got up and started speaking. Several verses you see about. He is just speaking about his caste, his non-principles, and here he is saying that he left Mathura and he is there in the fortress where there is no Brahminical principles followed. They are harassing the subjects. They are a disgrace. They have been cursed. You know, Yadu dynasty. All this one after another. And when this is going on, obviously the assembly, all of them were so joyful. He instigated them. And this is what he wanted. He also same time wanted to instigate the people. So they got up. And when they got up with their swords and all, Shishupal was very happy. So he also got up now this time. And he just wanted a bloodshed. So if there is a fight, there is bloodshed, again the Rajasya sacrifice is finished. Because bloodshed. So he was, everything was going on according to his plan that way. He thought now. But then when, of course many of them, when they heard this blasphemy, they left putting hands on their ears. And few of them, they wanted to challenge, they got up. But Krishna stopped them. He just stopped them. Because Krishna knew that if he allows this to happen, then there will be bloodshed. He stopped them. So like a loyal servants of Krishna, they were very angry. They just wanted to go and attack him. And there would have been bloodshed. But just because Krishna said stop, so they stopped. And Krishna stood up. He released his chakra, and the chakra went and chopped off the head of Shishupal without even a drop of blood. So this is the merciful nature of Krishna. He wanted to protect the Rajasya Yajna, and this was performed by Yudhishthir. That was his love for Yudhishthir. So he is protecting here. Same time, obviously, it is also one sense protection of Shishupal. He wanted to correct him because of his so much envy. This was the only solution. And we all know that in the subsequent verses that what happens to Shishupal's soul. So in that sense, Krishna is not partial to anyone. It is only how we approach him. Whoever approaches, he is going to reciprocate. He is equal to everyone. Rainwater falls everywhere. It falls on the ocean, it falls on barren land, it falls. But depending upon what type of a seed or this is there, that is going to grow. So Krishna was equal, but Shishupal had envy. So if you have envy, the more you receive love, the more you become angry. So this is what is the nature of material world and how in that state of envy, a person wants something which he doesn't have. Here Shishupal wanted himself to be worshipped and he was envious of Yudhishthir. So he lost everything. So Prabhupada gives a very nice analogy how material existence, where people work so hard and when they get it, now they have got it. But then they see that someone else has got something more. So then he is craving for that, something more. So he is not happy with what he has got. So eventually he loses what he has got. This is what, to emphasize this point, Prabhupada gives an analogy about a dog. He says the dogs, when they get a bone, now for us bone is something very disgusting, you know, it's something dead persons, but for a dog bone is so fascinating for the dog, it holds on in its mouth and it's the greatest wealth for the dog, and it is something great success for the dog, it's something he has achieved, and with that bone in his mouth he will be just so happy. But so this dog with his bone in his mouth, he came across, he was going and he saw near a pond, he saw that there was another dog with a bone. So now this dog felt that, oh, there is another bone and he has got, I want that. Actually, he was seeing his own reflection. But he was so much caught up in that he was not happy with what he had now, because he wanted that, and in that state he lunges over and he also loses what he has. This is the state. It's very simple. But similarly, there is another similar Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a similar type of a episode happening with Daksha. Daksha, same thing. Daksha was so popular, so successful, so wealthy, so knowledgeable. But then, even the sages used to get up. Even Narada Muni used to get up when he used to enter the assembly. Imagine. So Shiva didn't get up. Now, he was already envious of Shiva because Shiva had more following, more followers, and Shiva was more worshipable. So already he had that envy was there, and when Shiva didn't get up, he was his son-in-law, he didn't get up, Shiva actually was Vaishnava, he was peaceful, he had no anger, no hatred, no envy, he was absorbed in hearing, remembering Krishna. And Daksha thought, he is insulting me. And what was the result? Yeah, Daksha started vomiting, blaspheming words like anything, one after another about Shiva. Didn't feel anything. Nothing, he didn't feel. Because he was inner happiness, he was relishing. So what does it affect, you know, what is happening outside? He was peaceful, happy. But Daksha, in that state, and it's a long story how he lost everything. He lost even his daughter. She died right in front of his eyes. And even his head had to be chopped off. And what a humiliation. A goat's head had to be put. So what was his position and what happened? So when Shiva was, they came to seek forgiveness from Shiva, please forgive us, you know. Brahma and many demigods and sages, they went to Shiva, to Kailash Parvat, and said, please also forgive Daksha. So Shiva said, I was never angry with Daksha. I had nothing against him. I was not angry. But what to do? I had to teach him a lesson. So just to teach him a lesson, I had to do this. So Shiva had nothing. It may appear, oh, Shiva was angry. Shiva was not angry. He just wanted to teach him a lesson. So this is the nature of envy, which is so powerful within, and if it is not corrected, how things which is there in the mind, it can come out through the mouth. We may say it may not come, but then it will come. When the situation is ideal, then it is beyond our control. Then we regret. Oh, why did I speak like that? But then, well, it is all the root cause is because not peaceful within, not happy within. That is the reason. So the whole world, one sense, everyone is looking out for some happiness externally, not knowing that real happiness is within. Trying all possible things all over the world, everywhere. Just imagine, we also are in the midst of all these people around. Of course, we nothing to be proud of. We have an opportunity, at least we are aware of it. Should not be. But then, left, right, center, everywhere, moving around with the same. How to make happiness? But it is not going to be so easy. So there is conflict, there is violence. So this is how the Lord, His just mercy, coming in the form of avatars and violence. And you see all the chapters, most of them, they end. Even in this chapter, if you see, the last line will be anyone, the last words will be anyone who hears this with faith, he will lose all the reactions which he has committed because of all the sins. One sense, isn't it great, no? Just by hearing. This is the power of Lord. So there is violence, 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 but then there is a question people many times ask. What isn't in violence in the name of religion? If you talk about the first question anyone wants to challenge when you are inviting people to take to spiritual life, or this is a question. Why? People who are religious, isn't it violence all over? But the statistics, they say, that means the countries which are atheistic, they should be the most peaceful people, right? Because violence is the cause of, religion is the cause of violence. But it is said that Russia and China, the most atheistic country, if you look into the records, it is said they have the casualty there is far, far more than all the wars which has taken up in the 20th century. And these are the countries which were atheistic. How do you explain that? So it is not that religion, because the media only sensationalizes when anything in the name of religion and there is a violence, so that is sensationalized. But all over the world it is a known fact. There are books written. There are books written on health and religion. There are books written about how people who are influenced by religion are the most compassionate people. They are peaceful people. They would not like violence. They are the one who help others. But that is in large scale. But the media will focus only on this. Even the world wars which has taken place, religion was never a cause. Even if there was, it was like some political agenda they have tried to exploit, using the sentimentals of people as religion, but they had their own purpose to achieve, which is not religious. So religion is not. We have the famous example of Murugari, most violent person. See the way he got transformed. He didn't even want to step on an ant. So that's what is religion. It's always very peaceful. And all the Vaishnavas in our history, they were all peace-loving people. You know, peace, no violence. But truth is there. The whole purpose is again same. When trying to look out for happiness outside, it only leads to frustration. And then there is anger. And then in that anger there is violence. So the cause of violence is, true sense, it is envy. envy is the root cause of all violence. If this is known, then as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, there is only one problem in this world, is lack of God consciousness. So in one sense, it's very simple for us to understand that this is a solution to all the problem. But then, violence is going to be there. We are seeing it. So there was this one question asked during the class, that there is so much violence going on. How do devotees protect themselves? Violence will be there. So how do we protect our mission? Mission also will be attacked. So Maharaj is giving a very nice answer for this, that he says the greatest violence is not what we see. Greatest violence is the inclination to commit sinful activities. Now that itself creates karmic reaction, and one of the karmic reaction is wars. So the greatest violence is not to allow people to perform religious principles, sense control. If that is not allowed, that itself is the greatest violence. So that sense, yes, that any aggressor who is going to destroy people who want to follow, so then that, if we don't stop that, then that itself is, if we don't stop it, that itself is violence. So there will be aggression, there will be devotees who want to peacefully, they want to practice, and they are attacked. If we don't retaliate, then that itself is very violent. And if we retaliate, that is non-violence. So violence and non-violence has to be seen in this context, that what is the higher purpose. So violence will be there, but anyway, Vedic civilization, that's what is Varnashrama Dharma, where the brahmanas are very absorbed in studying scriptures and revealing the truth to the society, giving them direction. And the Vaishyas are the one who, economic development, trading, money, that is also needed. And the low castes are the one who are very loyal people, who are just hard working and they are doing their service. And it is Kshatriyas, they are the one who would be always looking out for, you know, any type of attack and protect people. Protect them. So this is what is real Varnashram. So yes, it is true that violence has its own role. If you are not violent when you should be violent, that is what happened to Arjuna. For Arjuna, he is a warrior, for him, you know, to fight is. But imagine Arjuna going into such a depression. What must be the surrounding that influenced him so much that something which was very easy for him and it was his core strength, you know, he could easily fight, he became depressed. He said, I can't fight. He became very weak. How much he got influenced by this moha, attachment. So surroundings always influences us, attacks. So this is what we learn from this pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam, to summarize for us to understand that how in this Leela, especially the Lord when he is releasing, so the chakra, as we heard that day in the class, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying that Sisupal is our guru. And how do you understand he is our guru? Yes, he is our guru. Isn't he teaching us what is the nature of envy and what is the consequence of envy and what it can? Are we not learning from? So Sisupal mentality is there. It is there within the heart. So Krishna destroyed it. So well, while chanting we can remember Krishna's merciful nature. when we sit for chanting, it's not just, yes, we are told we should be very attentive hearing the holy name. But more than also attentive, we should know the merciful nature of Krishna. He is very merciful. He is very kind. So if you approach him in that sense, so that the same effect within, there can be same effect when you have chanting with that. You approach, please help me. All the lust and anger and greed and pride, such a big struggle to overcome these, how they raise their heads on and off, and we want to make progress. So when chanting Krishna is not different from the holy name, and this Leela, you can remember that how he severed the head of Shishupal. So this is what is. So wars will be there. Someone asked Prabhupada, what should we do when there is a war? There is a war, what should we do? As devotees, what should we do? War is there. A city like Bombay, anytime there is a nuclear missile, finish. The whole city is paralyzed. What should we do? Yes, Prabhupada said, what can we do, you know? What can we do? Can you do anything? Oh, you can chant. But he also said one more thing is, we should have surplus food and medicines. You should store them anytime there can be an emergency. Because city life means everything is coming from far off place. You know, it is not something you grow behind your house. So when everything is paralyzed, there is no water, no electricity, no medicine, no food, what are you going to do? So yes, you can chant. He said we should chant because that's what we will chant. But he should also have plans. Surplus food should be stored. And medicines, if possible, anytime it is there. So wars will be there, and it will happen. So we have to live in the midst of violence. But there is a difference in the violence, what we hear here. This violence is specially enacted by Krishna out of kindness, out of mercy. Of course, there is loving expression between him and Yudhishthir and Pandavas. But same time, the way he makes it so exciting, because the inclination is there to hear about violence. But if you hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, see the difference. You're getting purified. Of course, there are many other loving pastimes. It's not that violence. But if you see overall violence, and that is what we learn and remember, and we can practice keeping this Leela in mind so that we can get purified. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samasta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.